everybody. This is Jean Tien, the host of Being Unapologetically Authentic with Liz Barbosa, our guest, and we are so happy to have her on the show today. Liz is originally from Brazil. She is an expression of consciousness, living as a human who is passionate about the life journey. She is also an Ayurveda counselor, an empowerment mentor, a yoga teacher, and a healer who has stepped into her own healing journey and supported others on their paths. And I am so honored to have her as a guest on today's episode, and where we will discuss finding success with authenticity. So let's get started. Hey Liz, how are you?
Hi Jim, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you so much for joining me. And so for those of you who don't know Liz, despite the little bio I gave, why don't you share with our audience and our community a little bit more about who you are?
I want to start saying that I am a spirit having a human experience.
That's amazing.
More I go on this healing journey that we become conscious, because we are all in a healing journey, but
yeah,
it takes sometimes a little bit of time for us to realize that it's amazing to be human until we realize that we are more than that. That's when you start to question why I have to go to work 9 to 5 every day.
Mm-hmm.
Why I have to do things in the way that everybody else does.
Mm-hmm.
Just like robots.
Yeah. Yeah, very much true. And I really wanted to have you as a guest on this show, because this show's focus is about finding success through authenticity. And for those of you who don't know, I think most of you probably won't know, but Liz and I have been friends. We've known each other for a few years now, and she and I share very similar stories. She was in corporate for a very long time. And Liz, you know, feel free to jump in if I'm misstating anything, but I don't think that you were ever truly feeling fully satisfied or fulfilled in your time in corporate. And whether it was through the universe, I think everything is through the universe, quite honestly, you have now found a path that really brings you joy. And so I really would love for you to share, you know, how did you get started in corporate, and how did you know that it really wasn't your journey, or it wasn't your calling, actually, is what I want to say. And then how did you find your way into Ayurveda? Because, you know, when you and I spoke, I think, you know, I shared that I don't think I've seen you this happy in a very long time, actually.
Yes. I couldn't agree more with you. When I start working in corporate, I started just, you know, as the lower level, I would say, because we love to give levels of success, right?
Yeah.
And I was just, you know, a simple salesperson who sold copy parts. And as years went by, I became more known by the owner of the company. I actually worked for a big Chinese manufacturer, and they're very big. They're everywhere in every country that you can imagine, and they're there. And I went up the ladder from just a simple salesperson to be a manager of Brazil. The whole country was mine.
And Which is amazing, because I think that most people would consider that to be success, right? In terms of their corporate career, because that isn't that what everybody works towards, to become it from an analyst, from a junior person, into managing a whole region?
Yes, so did I back then. And I was thrilled, because boy, I had the job of my dreams. I was traveling to China, to Japan, to Brazil. I was making money to do all the things that I want to do it. And as time went by, I was getting more and more depressed. And I couldn't understand why was that, because I was doing everything by the book, everything the people said, what was success was. I was making money. I was traveling. I was, you know, buying things that I never thought I would have or be able to make that much money to buy for myself. Because for a long time, I thought I will only be able to make that much money if I marry somebody rich. No. So I was very confused. And from the outside, a lot of people would come up to me and congratulate me.
Right.
But in the back doors, I was depressed. I was getting more and more in that hole that most of us stay there and we don't have the energy to get out because we don't understand why we go into that level of, it's almost like becomes like, you know, I was such a great salesperson that at the end I was selling myself.
Oh my gosh, I love that. That is such great insight. That is such great insight because absolutely you were selling yourself. And then, so, you know, and I, in the previous episodes of this podcast, I had gone into, actually, I think it was the last episode, right? Writing the autobiography or copying and plagiarizing it, because whose story were you selling yourself on? You know, like that's really what the question is, right? Who painted the story of success that you were chasing after? Because I think at the end of the day, you realized that you were selling yourself a story that really wasn't yours, because if it was yours, you wouldn't have to sell it, right?
Yes. So I would say, I would not say that that job was a waste of time, as many people say, you know, like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that, or I stay on that job for that long. I needed to go through that painful process in order for me to look or just take a pick of what was in the other side of the wall. Mm-hmm. That there was more than making money and going to work and work 10 hours a day and come home and be so exhausted that you don't have the motivation to do anything else, mm-hmm. because you put all your motivation in making the money. Mm-hmm. And have your creativity energy and put in things that matters for the company, because you are nothing more than a money maker machine.
Right. Right.
So one of the greatest thing that this job gave to me was the ability to invest in myself financially, because was when I was there that I started to, taking a lot of classes and hire mentors that would show me different things about myself. I went to energy medicine school and I'll learn about the chakras. They say that that's a healing school, but the kick of that was that I didn't realize that. I thought I was going there to learn to heal others. But at the end, I was healing myself.
Oh my gosh, amazing. Such insight. Amazing. And how did you find out that this was you healing yourself instead of you healing others? And really, at the end of the day, is there a difference, right, in terms of healing ourselves? Because I feel like when we heal ourselves, we heal others too.
Yes. I remember one episode that happened in one of our classes. We were about 50 people in class.
Okay.
And the teacher was going one by one. He was doing some sort of consultation right there in front of everybody to each one of us. And funny enough, when was my turn, the class ended.
Oh.
And I flipped. I got so mad at him because how dare would him end the class when was my turn?
Right.
That's when I saw that I had so much pain inside of me that I realized that I didn't love myself enough, that I needed people's attention and time in telling me what I needed. Because that's what he was doing when he was going one by one. He was telling us where you need to work with and why we were where we were, each one of us.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't telling me that. And of course, later in time, I realized that one of my biggest lessons in life is to going after and learn through my own experiences, because I am somebody who doesn't learn through somebody telling me anything. Right. I have to experience in order to learn and say, oh, that's what that means.
Yeah. Do you think that most people, because I am the same way too, do you think that most people are like that as well, that we learn better through our own experiences rather than somebody telling us? Because I know for me, if somebody told me I couldn't do something, I would be out there trying to do it.
Right. I agree with you. I do think most of us do learn through experience. However, not all of us are aware of the lessons. Mm. We think, and it's a very fine line between we realize the lesson or blame the situation or somebody, because it's the easiest way to go. We learn that. We're conditioned to blame the government or right. blame the friend or family member who, oh boy, did something to us.
Oh, yeah.
And not say, you know what? No, I'm going to take responsibility and I'm going to go and do what needs to be done so I can heal from this.
Yeah.
And not let that situation or that feeling take control of my life no longer.
Yeah. And that's also true of managers, because, you know, we were talking about corporate, right? And so that's true of managers and the whole corporate system and not getting promoted or a raise or whatever the case may be, right? We tend to blame the others instead of looking within to see what is it that we contributed or what is the lesson that we need to take from this. And so I know that you and I have had discussions about this in the past as well, where I think it's just so easy, right? Like, oh, they mistreated us, or oh, they didn't give this to us, they want more of us. And, you know, but where's our lesson? Because if they're constantly asking more of us, that means we've allowed them to constantly, you know, give them more of us, whether or not we wanted it.
Yes, yes. And interesting that, you know, as you said, I know we know each other for, you know, quite a bit of time now. And as I have been trying to learn from everybody else, you know, so many gurus or mentors, or, you know, coaches, you know, business coaches and all those people, the reality is we are unique. And we're going to come out with that uniqueness as we connect to nature in a completely different level. That's where Ayurveda came into my life, to realize that that human part of me, of having that human experience, it's not about me going to work every day and be conditioning, and that everyday to-do list that doesn't change us in any way other than, you know, eventually realize that there's more than that in life. But when we see a tree outside, we don't even think that the whole set of elements of air, earth, fire, was involved in the creation of that tree. So thus the elements do to us.
Yeah. And I think that that's, you know, because I guess what I find is that the nature aspect of us has become such a lost part of our own authentic stories. Right. And I'm not saying that everybody needs to be a tree hugger. I don't think that's what we are saying, but I think that what we're saying, and I think this is why I wanted you on the show too, is because Ayurveda in and of itself teaches you to go back into yourself and understand who you are and your own energy, right? And how to work with that in order to be a better version of you. And that's where that authenticity, because really, if you think about it, authenticity is understanding who you are. And when you go back to that, the basics, the energy aspect of who you are, I think you can, it's almost like starting from scratch.
Yes, that's exactly what Ayurveda is about. Ayurveda actually talks about the combination of these five elements: space, air, fire, water, and earth. It's the combination of two or more elements that will make everything we have in the universe. So coming from that principle, there is nobody in the universe with the same percentage of any of those elements in you or me. Nobody is equal. And when I have people come to me and say that Ayurveda is full of rules, Ayurveda is not full of rules. Ayurveda is full of recommendations. Mm. So as you go through those recommendations, those suggestions, you will be able to experience and pick and choose what will be serving you or not.
Right.
So it's that connection that you're going to have with everything around you, because everything is also made of those five elements.
Right.
So that relationship you have with your environment, with your own body, with your health, with the way that you deal with other people and love yourself and take care of your body in your daily basis. Because we are taught about, you know, brush your teeth every day, shower, eat, but we're not thought about taking 5 minutes to just take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
Or eating a health meal because it's part of nature. We can recognize that because it's part of us. That's the same five elements that our body has also.
Yeah. Yeah.
So does the food. If you make something in the laboratory, your body not going to recognize.
Yep, absolutely. Because our body doesn't, if we don't recognize the name of the ingredient, our body's not going to recognize the name of the ingredient.
Bingo.
Right. And then, so what are the benefits of Ayurveda? What benefits have you received? What benefits have your clients received? Or have you seen other people receive through the study and the practice of Ayurveda?
Ayurveda is a science that's older than 5,000 years.
Wow.
And
I want to point out, you said science. So everything that you've learned, despite the fact that it's back to nature and use of energy, it is still considered a science.
It's a experimental science. Because there are books and some authors, they say that actually Ayurveda was created because the yogis wanted to live longer.
Mm-hmm.
And they start to experiment with nature, what would make them live longer.
Right.
And they create a system that benefit them in a sense of not make their body decay or get sick in that sense. Of mm-hmm. course, we will decay because that's a normal system of the universe. One of the laws, eventually our physical body will die. But they were able to put together a system that make you live longer and not suffer, instead of enjoy the ride mm-hmm. as you go along. So the combination of the five elements basically give you three main energies, which is Vata, Pitta, and Kapha.
Okay.
Vata people who have a lot of air, myself, they usually are people who are not grounded enough, or it's very hard for them to focus. You can imagine somebody like that and, you know, have to manage the whole country off of Brazil.
Uh-huh.
So I would go and feel exhausted at the end of the day because I was never present.
Mm-hmm.
My energy was just enough for me to get by, mm-hmm. I would say.
Mm-hmm.
The people who have a lot of fire, they tend to work a lot more and they are overachievers, and eventually they will get burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
The Kapha people who are mainly earth, they're very grounded and they're very, they might not really like change.
Mm-hmm.
So they will stay in the same place for the longest time. There are those people who might start working in the job at 20 years old and go that until they retire.
Mm.
Because they will, for them, it's okay. However, each one of those energies, we all have the three of them. on our own body with different percentages, they will come up as imbalances. Mm-hmm. They will show up eventually as diseases.
Mm.
You know, the first symptoms of diseases, actually, we see gas, bloating, heartburn, nausea, just those symptoms that, you know what, this is nothing. Let's go in the pharmacy and get something out, you know, over the counter. That's where we condition. We're not conditioned that when our body says, this is out of the ordinary, it's time to do something about it.
Right.
If you're not digesting something well, you're not going to be able.
Yeah.
Right. So interesting too that Ayurveda says that if you're not digesting your food well, you can also digest your life in general. You can't digest emotions. You cannot digest a situation. You might hold feelings against somebody because you're not digesting that.
That makes a lot of sense. And then, so how, I mean, I think that there's a process, right? How do we know what our percentages are of the pitta and the other two energies?
There is a test that you can take. If you go online, you can go there. It will tell you what's the percentage of vata, pitta, and kapha. However, those tests online, they're not very accurate because they will focus in your physical body. An Ayurveda counselor or practitioner will be able to go in depth in your mental constitution and your physical constitution and how one affect one and the other.
Yeah. And I also want to go into a little bit of what you said before too, in terms of the elements that one possesses, right? Because you said that everybody's composition of the different elements is different. So it's almost like we are each a snowflake. I mean, and that is in the literal sense because our composition is different for each one of us. For the billions of people on this earth, there is not one composition that is alike. And so I think to take that even further, right, and kind of tie it to what we were talking about in the beginning, is that from a career, from a personal perspective, one career could be better suited for us than another career. And it doesn't mean that we're not good enough. It just means that our composition wasn't created for the career that we thought we had to choose, which was sales or finance or legal or whatever it could be, right? It's something, and if we don't understand who we are, then we constantly berate ourselves for not being the person who we think we're supposed to be. And so, and I think this is where at the root of Ayurveda, it really truly helps you understand who you are and why you have the characteristics that you have.
Yes, yes. You know, since the air people, they will be very creative. However, they're not those, it's not that they're not. It will take a lot more energy from them to be in a management position, for example, in managing a lot of people, other than maybe they still can be the manager, but they will have a really good pitta assistant who they will be able to take all of their orders and ideas and put into a plan and pass along.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that that's a great picture of how you can work with, I guess, the basics of who you are, right? Understanding where your strengths are, what your composition is made of, so that you can then understand what other areas you need in order to be truly successful. And I think that one thing I also want to tie into this conversation as we're kind of nearing the time that we have, Liz, is, you know, your success, because you have found your success through Ayurveda. And so can you touch more about that? How do you feel now compared to, like, how do you, I guess, live through your life now compared to when you were in corporate? And, you know, how do you define your success differently now?
Yes, because before I was trying to fit myself in a box. And that box, unfortunately, many people can fit into until they realize that the box is no longer big enough and start to get uncomfortable and they try to get out. So Ayurveda gave me the meaning to know how unique I am and find my own path instead of try to follow somebody's. That's what I usually do in corporate. And society in general give us those lists of things that will tell us we're supposed to make this much money and have this many kids and get married of this age and get a PhD of this and be a perfect mother and be this type of wife. Or and you just get full of rules that with Ayurveda, you realize that there is no rules. There is experiment. That you always do every day, all day. If you eat something that won't feel good, you notice that that food doesn't agree with you. So does life. I'm not saying that you're not supposed to have uncomfortable situations or experiences, but those are indications that's time for you to pay attention.
Right.
Why it's uncomfortable.
Right.
There is something there for you to look closer. So Ayurveda gives you the tools to recognize what is that uncomfortability that does not agree with you. You know, the Vata, one of the qualities, because Ayurveda also works with the qualities. Vata is cold. And boy, we love a summertime. But fall, which is very cold too, does not agree with Vata. So we want to have more layers than normal. And sometimes you're going to find cold situations along your life too. And that's going to make you uncomfortable. And that's when you're going to look closer. But that doesn't mean that you are not, you know, you are out of your path. That's your path. Your path going to give you the tools along the way that you need to become who you became here to come.
Yeah.
And Ayurveda was, is one of the biggest tools for me because I'm much more grounded. Ayurveda gave me a structure in life.
That's amazing. And then so now talking about uncomfortable situations, was it uncomfortable for you to move away from corporate and into this choice of your lifestyle?
It was, because how I was gonna, well, when I decided to have my own business, in the beginning, you are pretty much self, you know, you, I had a savings account that I had to, sorry, I forgot the word, you know, to pay myself and use that money in order to start my business. How are you gonna tell your family that now, instead of you work and make money, how are you going to tell them that now you have to spend money to work?
Right.
For me, I had to do a lot of self-healing and take out or not destroy, but transform that belief of having that structure of working for somebody is the only way you can make money. Money is available for anybody.
Yeah, and that belief is so ingrained in all of us, right? Work hard, make money, continue to live like just a factory line, like an assembly line. Work hard, make money, continue to live. And so to step out of that is really scary, like you said. But yeah, I really love the point that you just made that money is available and that, you know, right now, despite not having, you know, that corporate career, you have like the universe truly has your back, right?
Definitely. I never would have imagined that I would get to this point after I left 2 years ago. And I thought that was it. Oh my God, what am I going to do? Of course, in the beginning, you're going to panic a little bit because we are humans.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you're never going to feel, that you won't feel afraid. But that courage of really following your heart and your path, because it is a little thing inside of you that we all have. It's that gut feeling of knowing what you're supposed to do.
Yep.
And you just go and follow that.
Yeah.
And then again, you might, you know, be afraid, but you do anyways.
Yep.
You know, and that,
trust is the biggest thing, right?
Yes. And that other side of the wall that I mentioned earlier is much more worth it than stay on this side.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. I love the fact. And this is why, folks, I have Liz on the show, because she truly found her success. And it's not your stereotypical definition of success, right? Because ultimately, she will get there. But I think right now, she is on her journey in terms of, and when I say stereotypical, I mean, you know, like the big house, the big money, like, you know, all of that stuff. That's not her focus right now. Her focus is on understanding Ayurveda. It's an understanding who she is, going back to within, to going back to who she is and living as authentically as possible. And this is why I think it's so important to see that scary step of stepping away from a story that you've always believed in into your own story can be so rewarding, can be so powerful, and can really be truly transformative in your career and in your life. And so, Liz, we're coming through on the half an hour. And so I wanted to just ask if you have anything else you wanted to share with the community today. And if you have, you know, anywhere that they can find you, if you have a link or anything that you wanted to share from that perspective.
Yeah. The last thing, but not the least thing that I want to say is, do not just regard that little feeling of go for it inside of you. We all have that. We all have a connection. We all have our own path that we're supposed to go. And we came here to be that amazing person that each one of us are. And you can find me for more of this on www.lizbarbosahealing.com. Or on Instagram at Liz Barbosa Healings. And you're going to find more Ayurveda chips there and a little Vata, Pitta, and Kapha, you know, memes that you can understand more about yourself in a very fun way. And Happy New Year.
Thanks, Liz. And so for those of you who do not follow Liz yet on Instagram, please do. There's so many helpful tips on there. I learn so much every day. And I actually, and she and I are friends. And so I actually reach out to her and talk to her more about the things that she posts. So absolutely follow her, reach out to her if you have any questions on Ayurveda, how it can benefit your life. And again, thanks everybody for joining me. Thanks, Liz, for joining me today. And we will conclude this episode. If you have enjoyed this episode as much as I have and you think that it will be helpful for others, please do like and share with your friends and family. The more that we can raise awareness about authenticity and success, the more that we can help bring joy to other people. And so feel free to share this, and please do share this. Please rate 5 stars so that we can get out there and in front of more people about really, truly living your life authentically and successfully. Thanks, everybody, for joining me, and I will talk to you again next time. Bye, everyone.